Well, also this week, researchers in America have dramatically enlarged the catalogue of known genes which allow an organism to break down plants. This new information could be very useful in producing biofuel from plant matter. So Matthias Hess and colleagues found their new biomass-breaking genes and genomes swimming around in the rumen of a cow. Now, the rumen is a fascinating part of the cow's digestive system in which lots of bacteria, yeasts and fungi live. These microbes break down all the grass and leaves that the cow munches through, so you can imagine that a probiotic yogurt means absolutely nothing to these host animals. Publishing in Science, Hess and his team were able to sequence a quarter of a terabase, which is an enormous amount, a trillion bases of genomic information from many different microbes involved in digestion. And they were also able to identify the very genes which were involved in plant degradation and the proteins which are thought to do the work. So just in terms of the data generated, it's quite a step forward in sequencing large communities of different microbes. And the team have managed to demonstrate that it's possible to construct genomes of new, previously unknown organisms from the same mass of data. But the authors hope that this work will ultimately help other researchers in developing more efficient ways of producing biofuels.
And given that we know that the methane that our animals in fields produce may actually be a greenhouse gas of its own right, using their guts to produce biofuel seems a very sensible route.
Yeah, exactly. If you could work out which microbes are the most efficient or produce exactly the biofuel that you want, then that's all the better for making the process even better.
Thank you very much, Diana. And if you'd like to read up on anything we've covered so far this week, the references and transcripts for each news story we've discussed are online at thenakedscientists.com/news.
Laying the facts bare. The Naked Scientists. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.